Good morning. It's Friday morning at 8:51 in Ireland, and I've just dropped my daughter off to school, and I'm just thinking about how on Twitter on Fridays there is hashtag FF, follow Friday, and this is very long established, and I don't like it anymore. And I'm want to change it. I'd like to substitute, instead of follow Friday, which is now become a process or a habit of people listing other people in long lists in some cases, I'd like to be friendly about it. I'd like to somehow or other, instead of it being called follow Friday, I'd like it to be called friendly Friday. And I'd like, if it was called friendly Friday, it would conjure up the idea that on a Friday you'd make a special effort to be friendly, as opposed to some other emotion. Now, there are so many different emotions. You could be inspired by somebody, you could be challenged by somebody, you could be supportive to somebody, you could be irritated and annoyed by somebody. So you could even list your pet dislikes. But I'd like to list, to be, just have a method by which I'll be reminded on a Friday that it's a friendly day today. You know how they have dress-down Fridays in companies? That was a kind of way of breaking up the corporate culture so that it would be a bit more loose on a Friday, so there'd be a bit more flexibility within the organisation and a bit more variety, and there'd be a bit less hierarchy, I suppose. The best part of dress-down Friday would be the anti-authoritarian side of it. Somebody was telling me the other day that there was a big problem for them about dress down Friday, because it meant that they were expected to go and buy a new uniform, a new different kind of work clothes, because the clothes that they wore on Friday were the same clothes that they, or the clothes they would be expected to wear on Friday would be different from the ones they would normally wear to work, and that the whole idea of dress down Friday was an imposition, and it became a pain in the neck as well as a pain in the pocket. So where am I going with this? I'm going really just trying to hold on to the idea of being especially friendly today. So I think what I'm going to do today is find a way, find a few different ways of being friendly to people. I have to say that the way that RJNet has suggested on Audioboo, that on a Thursday you pick out somebody who you follow on Audioboo and you talk about them in such a way that other people who might never have heard of them would have an opportunity to decide to connect with them as well. That appeals to me. That was a lovely idea. And I came across an Audioboo last night in which somebody spoke about David Bailey in the Balkans. That's DFB, MBE. DFB, MBE. And I was, it was lovely to listen to somebody whose name escapes me this very second, and I'll put it in the notes for this, who it is, forgive me. I don't want to get it wrong, but it was a woman. So a woman was talking about David Bailey and saying how much she appreciated his audios. And since I greatly appreciate David Bailey, I think he's fantastic. And I tune into him as often as I can, for all sorts of reasons, some of which are to do with the Balkans and others are to do with his voice. I really like his voice. So it doesn't really matter where David Belly is coming from. I rather like him. So what am I saying? I'm saying that that's a great idea. Being friendly on a Friday is, for me, a good idea. I hope some other people might also find it attractive, but it doesn't matter. All that matters is to have a bit of clarity about today and to find a way of giving the day some clothes, dressing the day up so that it's special, that it has a bit of character, a bit of life to it, and that it is a force for good in the world. I mean, that's all we're trying to do, isn't it? I mean, however we're doing it, making our audios, sharing our material, swapping ideas, having arguments, having debates, you know, being passionate about things, being angry about things, being loving about things. All we're really all trying to do is to make a better world. And even if we are all, even if there are competing better worlds, isn't that even also attractive, rather than everyone being agreed about the nature of the world that we want it to be? Isn't that, you know, colliding of points of view and differences and variety, a strengthening force and something that, you know, makes the world more colourful, more interesting, and more fruitful? The productivity of the world is increased as a result of the clash of cultures and viewpoints. Now, this would be a controversial viewpoint, not sure I've really thought it through myself, but that the clash of ideologies and cultures and viewpoints actually increases productivity. I think I'd have a hard job justifying that if you put me up against a wall and said you've got to convince us that that is the case, but I still think it's a very attractive idea. And I personally would prefer live in a world which has colliding forces than one where everything was in perfect, harmonious, almost homogeneous situation. But Friday, a friendly day. I thought of a way this morning. I thought, when I was thinking about Twitter, I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll go back to the people who have most recently followed me on Twitter, and I'll send those people a little message, a friendly little message, which isn't an automated tweet, just in some way to let them know that I notice that they're following me. But I know very well that that's a superficial move and it doesn't have a lot of depth to it. And if I, on the other hand, was to spend, you know, 10 minutes having a good look at one of the people, and meaning back through all the tweets that they'd done and their websites and their LinkedIn pages and their Facebook pages, and then kind of wrote them a few tweets, that would be a much more substantial form of being friendly. But it would mean that I would be friendly to only one person. And now I'm kind of talking to myself in a way that gives me the idea that, you know, which will I do? Will I pick out several people, or will I just pick one person and just be really friendly to that one person? But friendly in depth, a bit of substance. I don't know. I'm now in a housing estate, by the way. When I started this audio, I was leaving the side of the school where I'd left my daughter off, and I'm now in a housing estate called Mount Oval. Feels like today on Friday it's the Mount of Olives. I don't know why I'm I've got a bit of a biblical steep in me. I was steeped in the Bible when I was young. Anyway, the Mount of Olives, or Mount Oval, Mount Etna, or Mount Olympus, or Mount... Anyway, there we are. Whatever. Mount Kilimanjaro, Mount Everest. These are all mountains. Friday is a bit of a mountain, the last day of the week, before the weekend sets in. So I wish you all a really happy weekend. I am very wishing that I can remember the name of that woman who did an audiobook about David Bailey, because she certainly gave me a bit of an encouraging prod. So there we are. Happy day, and a friendly one too. Bye.